Early last week, South Sudan's General Education Minister, Wuteng Achiuil, said security officials in the SPLM-IO-controlled parts of Jonglei and Upper Nile states denied education ministry staff from accessing those areas. On Thursday, 3 days into the exams, Minister Deng, who also runs the National Examination Council, announced new dates for students who were not able to write the exams.
The Minister of General Education and Instruction, National Examination Council, and the SPLM-IO leadership have finally resolved the critical challenges that obstructed the conduct of the P8 examination in 6 locations this week. I therefore take this opportunity to inform the candidates, parents, and the general public that we transported examination consignment to the said location this morning, and the administration of examination begins on Monday, 15th February 2021, and ends by Friday, 19th February 2021.
17-year-old Martha Buck, a pupil at Rumaboth Primary School, is one of the 154 candidates sitting for examinations at Center 3 in Tonch East County of Warrap State. Martha says she and many other students were upset when the government prevented them from taking their exams last week.
We thought we should not do it for another exam, but since the exam has been brought, so my happiness was relieved, but not that much because I'm still doing the exam. Still, I'm set for this year, I'm happy. Secondly, the first paper I'm set for is just simple as the first one, so I thought mine could be different from the first one.
16-year-old Mathiang Majak, a pupil of Makwach Primary School, is a candidate sitting for examinations in Center 3 in Tonch East County. Majak says when the education minister announced students at his school would miss national exams, he and other students felt they were being denied their rights.
Some people are out there suffering from hunger, and now they don't have food to eat. Again, now we are suffering because we have been rich for so long, and now they renew our exam. That one is training us. Because we are the same to other people.
Moses Deng is the head teacher of Rumaboth Primary School in Tonch East, Warrap State, which has 34 registered candidates. Deng says he and other teachers sympathize with pupils. He says after missing the exams last week, some students felt demoralized.
Some of them said that they were not ready to sit for an examination again, but the examiners said, no, this work is national work. And if you boycott it, then it is not good. You need to sit for this exam, feel free, you do it, and the exam is going to be marked. The result will also be included in the exam that was had last week.
Deng says the security situation in and around the school is good, and students should successfully complete the examinations by Friday this week.
The area is being controlled by the Galweng youth. They're just staying where there is rumors or suspect maybe this area might be having some intruders. So these are the people which are now providing the area with good security. But at the school, we have police. These police are the ones protecting us from outsiders.
Bien Duom is head teacher at Akobo Primary School in Akobo County, Jonglei State, where 59 candidates are sitting for the primary leaving examinations in Center 013. Duom says he feels the country is now divided into two, the SPLM-IO and the government-controlled areas. He alleges that the education ministry sent separate examinations for SPLM-IO control areas and government-controlled areas. That charge could not be independently verified. Duom says he hopes the formation of a new government will soon unify the South Sudanese people.
South Sudan is already divided into two now. That is a big problem, or the big challenge in our country. So if the Sudanese government is already from the minister or the first vice president was appoint is only one, and other minister will be there, plus commissioner, plus state members and governors. There will be few in South Sudan. There will be no division of the country.
The UN Children Agency, UNICEF, said in a statement released on Monday that it successfully delivered exam papers for 1,732 pupils from the capital Juba to 30 different centers in Akobo, Ayot, Nirol, Nashir, Longeshuk, Tonch East, Jaiboro, Jiech, Lankien, Old and New Fangak states. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.